Fellowship Church. Let's talk. We're going to be continuing on in Ephesians. We're still in chapter 5. We're going to pick it up in verse 4. So, reminding us that we are imitators of God, reminding us that He gave His life up for us as a fragrant offering. And so, things that He's done for us as we enter into a list of things where He's saying here, these are things that I do not want to be part of who you are as my son or my daughter. So it's 5:4. Let therefore be no foolishness, no foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. So as you look at words, and we're going to do, as we're in the book of James, words, the word of your words, your tongue. It's amazing for me just this week to be thinking about Abide 21, praying, looking at James chapter 3, coming to Ephesians 5, just being reminded of our speech. And so as you look at 4, he's going to ask us to put off, another way you might want to say improperty or speech would be, you know, shameless talk or conduct, foolish talk. Just really, which we don't use this word a lot, but just stupid words, just things that just make no sense, but yet it's part of what we do, or no crude joking, no vulgar things, no things that are off color, making fun of, you know, sometimes you're at the tennis court or you're at the basketball game with a bunch of guys, and then the words just get different and there are things that shouldn't be said. And so being aware of those things that, you know, as you look at verse 4, foolish talk, crude joking, which are not part of us, but instead let there be thanksgiving, which is the total opposite of the things that we're not to do. But it's also the thing that a lot of times doesn't come natural for us to do. So you have this opportunity to be aware of, okay, this is what He does not want from me. This should not be part of who I am as a person. And on the other part, it's like, okay, these are the words that I want from you, the thanksgiving. He's really saying, okay, what can I do for, one, my relationship with God, my thanksgiving? What can I do for the people that are around me as I want to be a help to them. I want to be an encouragement to them. I don't want to tear someone down, but I want to build someone up. I want to give, hey, you did a great job. That was really awesome to watch you play. Thanks for your help, for serving, for being involved, or just blessing other people. Words, the words matter so, so much. And a lot of the times, quick stuff comes to our mind. The negative thing might come to our mind. But as we're reminded of this, the thanksgiving needs to be something that we cultivate as we get, as we continue to grow, continue to hold our mouth in check through our heart being in check because of the things that we're watching, reading, and thinking about. Then that's going to spill out for us. So if you bump us, it's not going to just come out the words that are not proper words. Now, I don't want to sound judgmental. There are times that, you know, the older you get, your filter is not as quick to pause words. And so something happens and there might be a three-letter word or a four-letter word. It might just pop out of your mouth and you're like, we don't want to judge people in that scenario. But we're also working on and being, you didn't make a mistake. That was a word that got out that wasn't guarded by the Holy Spirit. And so it shouldn't have got out, but it did. And so we're going to continue to move on. But that, again, doesn't want to be the lifestyle who we are, as we talked about on Sunday, but it could be the moment of your life or the moment this word slipped out. But a lifestyle is, okay, I'm going to guard my tongue when it comes to verse 4, filthiness or foolish talk, crude joking. They're not part of who I am as a person, but thanksgiving is part of who I am as a person. So I'll be praying for you. Excited about Abide 21 that's just around the corner. Again, thanks for being part of Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk Ministry. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for this time, again, to open your word, to peel it back, to look at it, not to run from it, not to make excuses. We know what you want from us. And so we're just going to need your help to do it. We know we cannot do this in our own strength. And so help us to guard our mouth and then allow us to use our words to bless people that are around us. Thank you for who you are and what you mean to us, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.